delinquency court services.
I'm sorry. Yep.
From the interim director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to enter into a state-county contract for community youth and family aids for 2011 and to accept $38,399 for state corrections charges and community-based services.
Okay. Good morning, Ms. Blaydane, Mr. Moll, Supervisor O'Neill.
Approved.
We have a motion for approval. Is there anything from the committee? Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Perhaps I missed this. Of the $38 million that we get, what do we end up sending back to DOC for for Wales and the two facilities that they need to consolidate?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, of the $38 million in our 2011 budget, we budget approximately $24 million that will, in essence, pay for the kids at Ethan Allen, Southern Oaks, and Lincoln Hills, and so forth. The balance of that, then, we're able to budget in our 2011 budget as revenue.
Okay. Several of us were up in Madison a week or so ago lobbying on a consolidation issue. When would the new rate come out if they... There's this talk that if you don't consolidate, that rate's going to go up 30% projected. It's pretty bad. Do we know when that would?
Well,
when the timing of the new rate would
be? Madam Chair, Supervisor, obviously the state budget departments have already submitted their budgets, and they did ask for, it was somewhat modest. I can't remember off the top of my head, but $5 to $10, say, increase. That is based upon the assumption that one of the facilities will close. The best information we have comes from the committee that looked at this, assembled by the governor, and in those discussions there was a document that was produced that basically said that if nothing changed, if they kept operating the facilities as they are, that you could see increases as much as $100 a day.
Right.
So that's we're operating, I think, at this point that what was submitted from the Department of Corrections through the state budget process, that's probably where the rate will be. But again, that's premised upon a closure of one of the facilities.
Yeah, and I just think the other follow-up, we are really waiting to see what kind of changes might come out of the state budget given the deficit that the state has. We haven't seen, we've heard, you know, a number of different things. We also are concerned about some of the Medicaid programs funded. I think you may have heard that there was a possibility that the budget would be open again in this biennium and there would be some changes made. Mm-hmm. So I think, Mr. Moe, we're going on information that we currently have, but there could be several surprises in the budget just given the situation in terms overall that the state is in that could have an impact on a number of our programs. So we're waiting.
I don't recall from 2 years ago, does the department give to the committee sort of an overview of after the budget comes out, of sort of where we're being affected? Or
There's generally an analysis that's done by the Department of Administrative Services over the county's budget, how it compares to what we budgeted for 2011 and the differences. So there will be a fiscal analysis overall that we will participate in, and DOS generally takes the lead on a yearly basis.
Okay, it goes issue by issue and department by department?
It's department by department and funding source by funding source, and it generally has an effect, a potential effect, that it could have on each program as they go through that analysis.
Do you have a motion for approval on that motion? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
Six ayes, zero noes. The motion is approved.